Welcome to St. Louis on the Air. I'm Don Marsh. Today we go behind the headlines, headlines yet to come, the eclipse. Here's what we expect, a business bump and a traffic jam. Let's get some details first with Captain John Hotz, Public Information and Education Director for the Missouri State Highway Patrol. He joins us by phone. Captain, thanks so much for being with us.
You bet. Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
What are you expecting on Monday?
Well, we know there's going to be some additional traffic out there, a lot of people coming in from other states. And so we are asking our local folks around here to kind of plan in advance, figure out where they're going to watch the eclipse from, what safe location, leave early to get there, of course, watch the eclipse, and then maybe hang around a little bit afterwards so that some of that additional traffic can get through the area and make their travel not quite as bad.
Do you have any kind of estimate as how many cars you expect to have on the road during this period?
We don't have estimates as far as cars go. We have heard anywhere from 300,000 to 1,300,000 additional visitors from outside the state coming into the Missouri area to watch this eclipse. So we're just kind of looking at some of the events this evening and tomorrow to see just how many people are actually coming in.
How do you prepare for potentially a million plus?
We've actually been preparing since March with the Missouri Department of Public Safety, SEMA, MoDOT, and a lot of the local emergency management agencies as well for the influx in people, trying to figure out what we can do to keep traffic moving in an orderly manner. And one of the biggest things is to educate people in advance about some of the things that they should and should not do during this time frame.
And some of the things would be?
Very important to not park along the edge of the roadway or stop on the roadway. We've had a lot of people call in and say, is it okay to park along the edge of the interstate to watch the eclipse? And certainly, if we've got additional traffic out there, the last thing you want to do is have cars on the shoulder causing additional congestion. And if we have distracted drivers out there, unfortunately, during this eclipse, one of them gets off the road, hits a vehicle that stopped there, then you've got a traffic crash, and it can really affect traffic in that case. So don't stop along the side of the road, and by all means, please pay attention to the full-time job of driving.
And I'm sure you want to advise people to make sure they have plenty of gas in their car.
Absolutely. Have a full tank of gas just in case, and even some snacks and some water, some things like that, in case they were to be stopped for a period of time there.
You said you'll be looking at some events tonight to try to get some idea. What sort of events are you talking about?
There are several cities across the state that have events planned as early as this evening for the eclipse. And so we're kind of looking at some of those events to see how well they're attended, how many people are there, to kind of give us an estimate as far as what we can see on Monday. We're also watching some of the other states, particularly out west, where a lot of people are already coming in for the events to kind of gauge, you know, just how many people we might expect.
I don't know if you saw some video yesterday of a situation in Oregon where they had a tremendous backup, thousands of cars, for an eclipse-related event. You're not looking for anything like that, I don't expect.
Well, again, we are encouraging everybody to make those plans and hopefully get to those destinations early. To avoid that type of thing from happening.
Your emergency operations center has already been established. Give us some sense as to what that's all about and what it's equipped to do.
Basically, what we have there is the state, all the state resources will be in one location there. They will be in constant contact with local emergency management agencies, cities and counties, to see just what activities they have going, what plans they have in place, and then anything we can do to supplement those plans and to help keep, you know, transportation moving safely, as well as help to address other public safety issues.
Aside from the congestion that is being anticipated, are there other issues related to the Highway Patrol that you're concerned about?
Well, that's the biggest thing. Of course, we're always looking at, with all the activities going on in the world, we're continually monitoring those things as well. And we ask people if they see things that are happening that maybe doesn't look right or maybe is unusual, to report that to your nearest, whether it be your police department, Sheriff's Department or either the Highway Patrol. If you see activities that just don't look right, that somebody maybe needs to check out, let us know. We want, again, to have this be a safe event with all the people that are coming down to our state.
What advice do you have for motorists who might be stuck in some serious congestion? Go ahead.
The big thing, as we talked about, make sure your vehicle is in good condition, has plenty of gas. Be patient. We're hoping that this will amount to traffic similar to a busy holiday travel period and nothing more than that. And so, again, if we can do anything as far as Missouri citizens to get to our locations early, stay through the eclipse, and then allow a little time afterwards to let some of that traffic get through.
And if you're just stopped, stay in the car.
Absolutely. Stay in the car. In the event that there is a traffic crash, you're much more likely to survive that crash if you're inside a vehicle than if you're outside walking around.
Well, we're not the only state that is going to experience the path of totality. Illinois will as well. And an awful lot of congestion is expected over there. Are you working with Illinois, your counterparts in Illinois, at all in conjunction with this?
Yes, absolutely. We are working with actually all the states that are kind of in this, what you call the path of totality here, where it goes all the way across the country. We have been continually contacting those in contact with those states, the state emergency management operations, as well as the Department of Transportation, the Highway Patrol or state police organizations are talking about the different activities and what we can do in a coordinated manner to, again, make this a safe viewing activity that that everybody can enjoy.
Just one final question for you. You certainly sounds like you're prepared, but we've had some guests previously on this program who have kind of pointed to Festus and said that because it's on a direct line between Chicago and Memphis, that might be ground zero for traffic. Do you have any sense of that?
I do not have a good sense of that, being here in the Jeff City area, but I can tell you we've been in constant contact with our folks in the St. Louis area and with the Missouri Department of Transportation to do everything we can to have resources available, to have troopers out there staged in areas, to have motorist assist trucks, to have tow trucks and those types of things available so that when we do have the traffic, if we have issues, we can quickly get those resolved and get traffic back to normal.
Well, you're very reassuring, and it sounds, as I mentioned, as if you were certainly prepared. Captain John Hotz, thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Take care.
Good luck to you on Monday.
All right. Thanks.
Captain John Hotz of the Missouri State Highway Patrol. As he has indicated, a lot of people are already coming in from out of state as well as from other parts of this state, giving Missouri a chance to strut its stuff. Joining us now by phone is Stephen Fowles with the Missouri Department of Tourism. Stephen, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
You've got to be looking at this and what's going to be happening on Monday, and actually before Monday, as a real opportunity for Missouri.
Absolutely, Don. I don't want to steal a comment from somebody else, but one of our colleagues from St. Joseph, Missouri, perhaps put it best and said, this is kind of like our Super Bowl. You know, we really have an opportunity to not only showcase the events and activities that are happening around the eclipse, but people who are coming in for a long weekend, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or perhaps staying longer into Tuesday, Wednesday after the eclipse, are going to have a chance to see attractions, go to our restaurants, experience true Midwestern hospitality here that we offer in the Show Me State.
What specifically is the department doing to accommodate all these additional people?
Well, our job in essence is we're a marketing agency. So on our website, we have information and links to the various events that are happening around the state. Unlike our partners at State Parks, for example, you know, we don't own property. We're not an event host. Our job is to kind of help spread the word and let people know where things are happening and when. And hopefully when they go to our website, visitmo.com, and they're looking to find events related to the eclipse, they're also going to find attractions and things that they want to see and do while they're here in Missouri.
Are there any places you can point to where you expect perhaps more activity than others?
Well, that's a great question. A lot of our communities have really, really stepped up and are embracing this opportunity. And, you know, it's a word you used earlier. It's a great opportunity for Missouri. Some of the cities that were very early to jump on board with the eclipse have major celebrations planned. And I'm talking about cities like St. Joseph, on the northwestern side of the state, places like Jefferson City here, the capital of Missouri, and Columbia, home to the University of Missouri. We're also going to see celebrations in places like Washington, Missouri, and Perryville, which is just a little bit down the road from St. Louis. Is a smaller community, but they're having a weekend event. I believe their event, Solar Fest, I believe, kicks off at 5 or 6 tonight. So they you know, that's one place where there's going to be a full 3 or 4 days of activities.
Well, as you may have heard in our earlier segment with Captain Hotz of the Highway Patrol, they're going to need a lot of traffic out there for starting, I guess, this evening.
Yes, sir. You know, we fortunately, we are blessed with awesome public safety officials and law enforcement officers and first responders and everything like that in our public safety community, to help keep travelers safe. We want everybody, as the captain said, to be safe on the roads, to be patient on the roads. We do expect various places to see influxes of traffic, but we're hopeful that everybody, as he noted, it's going to be kind of like a holiday weekend, and people take time, do the right things on the road, and make it a nice, safe experience for everybody who's traveling to and within the state.
Well, Stephen Fouts, stay with us for a moment, if you will. I have to take a break now, and we'll come back, continue our conversation, and bring another voice into the discussion. Back with Stephen Fouts in a moment with more on preparations for Monday's eclipse. We'll get a taste of how business is hoping for a big bump over the next couple of days. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. With all of those people out and about looking for eclipse watching vantage points, they'll also be looking for places to stay and places to eat. Joining us now with Stephen Fouts of the Missouri Department of Tourism, if you will, is Denny Foster, the owner of Main and Mill Brewing Company in Festus. He is expecting a crowd. Nice to have you with us. Denny, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
You know, I mentioned to the captain from the Highway Patrol earlier that Festus is looked upon by many people as ground zero. How many people are you expecting in Festus? Do you have any idea?
It's really hard to say. I talked to the city administrator yesterday, who's been in contact with multiple people throughout the state, and he thinks that they're kind of hoping for about 40,000 at the local park grounds. And at our location, we're looking for anywhere from, you know, hundreds to a few thousand over the weekend. So we're planning as though it's going to be packed.
I'll get back to you in just a second, but I want to bring Stephen Fouts of the Missouri Department of Tourism back into the conversation. As you had indicated earlier, Stephen, this is really a huge business opportunity throughout the state, isn't it?
Absolutely. Again, you know, people are going to be coming to Missouri for the eclipse and the phenomenon of the eclipse, and they're also going to be enjoying a variety of festivals and activities and live music and restaurants and breweries and wineries and all of those kinds of things. So while the eclipse is kind of the draw for this weekend and for Monday, Missouri does have a great opportunity to show off all of the things it offers to travelers year-round. And it is going to be a very good opportunity for businesses to have kind of a nice end-of-summer bump, if you will.
Is there any kind of a dollar figure that you've seen or that people are talking about as to what kind of a boon this will be to the state's economy?
No, sir, there's not. We haven't done any kind of forecasting or anything like that in terms of the economic impact. You know, this is kind of an unknown quantity for us because it's been such a significant amount of time since an eclipse has taken this sort of path across the U.S. and included such a wide section of Missouri. So in some regard, we're dealing with uncharted territory.
Let me get back to Denny Foster then. Denny, well, what special plans do you have at Main and Mill Brewing Company for over the weekend and Monday?
Oh, well, we're kicking off some events tonight. We actually are having like a local music showcase out in the back of our brewery for six local bands. We're expecting probably 300 to 500 people to kind of hang out back there and enjoy it. We have like a cornhole / bags tournament tomorrow just to get some of the community out for a good cause for a charity. Sunday we host the Bottleneck Bridge Ride, which is put on by the Jefferson County Growth Association. So this is the second year. Last year there was 350 riders, and this year with everybody being in town, we're kind of hoping that it could be up to 800 riders, where we'll have live music and drinks and things like that outside. And then obviously Monday we're just going to be open, and we have a reservation lunch upstairs that was sold out weeks ago. So we're planning quite a few events on top of a bottle release that we did called Trail of Totality to kind of commemorate the event.
A special beer, that would be, right?
Yeah, that's it. I know there's a lot of breweries that were looking into doing something similar with making some sort of a black beer, and we wanted to do something a little different. So we took a tart wheat beer, and we fermented it on blackberries and black raspberries. So it's super red, and we bottled it into a kind of like a wine bottle style thing that commemorates what time the eclipse is going to start and how long it's going to last and when the last eclipse was. And so far, when we released it on Tuesday, we've sold, I think, maybe 600 bottles of it so far, and expect to sell out of it hopefully sometime early this weekend.
How many people can you accommodate at your place?
Inside, about 200. We have two levels, and then outside we've got another about 70 seats on two levels of decks, and then we've got an outdoor grass area that we're going to have picnic table type things on that'll fit maybe another 100. So total, we're close to 350 or 400 people for seating within inside and out.
And from what I understand, that you've gotten requests and for reservations from people from all over the country.
Yeah, we're hosting on Monday. We have people that are reserve spots that are lunch upstairs from California, Texas, Indiana, as far as Florida. I know there's a local place that has actually like a handful of people from out of the country coming into camp. So it's we're actually planning on most of the crowd we're going to see is going to be from outside the area rather than the local, you know, community that we're used to seeing on a daily basis.
Stephen Fouts, this is music to your ears, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We part of our mission at the Division of Tourism, of course, is to encourage visitation, but along with that, the spending that visitation brings to help the coffers. So that is all music to our ears, and I wish good luck on selling out of those bottles of that special brew this weekend. That sounds awesome.
Oh, I appreciate it. That's so far, it seems to be well-received.
What else is going on in the Festus area? I know you've got some competitors down there, but sounds like everybody's going to be busy.
Yeah, there's a lot going on. The city's actually throwing a giant event starting today at West City Park that they're expecting thousands and thousands of people at, where there's going to be live music, a bunch of different vendors, that sort of thing. So there's going to be a lot going on down there. There's we have some wineries within, you know, maybe 15 minutes of our location that are all doing reservation-type viewing parties that are, I think, as far as I know, have been sold out for quite some time. There's about every restaurant's doing something in the Festus area, whether it just be, hey, we're going to have a post-party after everybody does their thing around the area or what. But I think about every place that serves drinks and food or even doesn't. I mean, there's retail shops that are you know, catching on board with our area. There's one right next door to us called Birch Sports that have been selling Eclipse T-shirts, and I'm not even sure if he's been able to keep them in stock. So it's been it's going to be a real boon to, I know, our local economy, and we're really excited to see how it turns out.
Well, everybody there is going to be looking skyward. I'm sure they all have their glasses. Can you make any available to them if they don't?
We do. We actually have some. We bought some a while back for NASA from the NASA approved list that we've been holding back for guests on Monday. We would have thought about it. We would have bought a lot more if we knew there was going to be a shortage. But We do have maybe 300 pairs that are going to be available to buy that day. We've got another 200 something reserved for people that are going to be a part of our lunch, and then employees.
Whoops, we did.
On Monday at our location.
We just lost the last part of that. What did you say the last few seconds or so?
We've got glasses for Monday for up to 500 people. So we've got plenty for those that are going to be part of the lunch, and then for any guests that are going to come in and make any kind of purchase, they can buy a pair of glasses for $3, and a dollar of that's going to a local charity.
Okay, well, I want to thank you, Denny, for being with us, Denny Foster of Maine Mill and Brewing in Festus. But let me go back to Stephen before we have to say goodbye. Give me some sense, Stephen, as to how you have been marketing Missouri during this period you've been preparing for the eclipse.
Sure. Our website, visitmo.com, is the main conduit by which we're sending out information to the traveling public. So visitmo.com, and you can click on a link on our homepage and find some information about the eclipse with quick links to the eclipse in general, such as the Great American Eclipse website, and then links to specific events ranging from, you know, the Get Your Eclipse on Route 66 event in St. Clair to Perryville Solar Fest, to all the other events that are happening around the state. We've got a lot of information out there. We've been trying to keep up. As you are well aware, Missouri has gotten a lot of media attention because of the eclipse. Everything from the New York Times to the Los Angeles Times has written stories about Missouri being one of the best viewing spots. So we're always trying to share that kind of information with our followers and fans. And we're really looking forward to this weekend and seeing how everything shapes up. Jefferson City area has a pretty nice forecast for Monday. It looks like the St. Louis area does as well. So I'm hopeful that we'll see good crowds and everybody will have a really good experience at the eclipse in Missouri.
We hope so, too. I want to thank you so much. Stephen Founce of the Missouri Department of Tourism for being with us. Denny Foster of Maine and Mill Brewing, thank you for being with us. Also, our thanks to Captain John Hotz of the Missouri State Highway Patrol, who joined us earlier. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio 90.7 KWMU.